saw your tweet, obviously, the other night. What were you not happy with your performance?
Let number 57 look like an all-star. I personally was probably one of their top defenders. If you look at statistically, two tackles for loss, two holding penalties in key situations. First drive, they go down and score. We have every intention of going down and following suit, get into the red zone. I blocked too much on the end. Marty and I have the end and the linebacker, and I get too invested in the defensive end. The linebacker sees a free run through, and he does that as he's coached, as he's supposed to do. It's not nothing against him. We know on film number 57 likes to run through. So you have to be able to see where he is at all times because he has the speed to be able to destroy a play. And, you know, if you're helping him out with that, it makes his job a lot easier.
How would you overall assess your play at tackle?
I feel like it's getting better. My pass protection is getting better. I just can't continue to make the same mistakes in the run game.
Scott, when you guys take possession back with 21 seconds left, it seems like you're behind the eight ball. You got a long way to go. What was the new
name? We're going to be fine. We got Jay, Alshon, Eddie, Marquise, Martellus, Matt. We got a number of guys we can get the ball to, and we know we can block them up.
How did getting Alshon back change things?
Anytime you have Alshon Jeffrey in the huddle and on the field, it's a different game.
How close is the run game to getting back to what it was?
Very close. And I know that's something the fans want to see. I know that's something that we want to see, you guys want to see. And it falls on us, falls squarely on our shoulders as offensive linemen. And, you know, examples like the one I gave you earlier where I could have been better. And I'm sure you get any number of the guys in here from the O-line, they'll tell you the same thing. Maybe they had a play here, there, play there.
I know you're on the other side. What are your thoughts on Charles Leno's ability to fill in for Bush Rod there pretty well?
I mean, I can't say enough about the job Leno's done. He's a young guy. He's had to play against some really good players. Ziggy Ansah's pretty darn good, and he held his own. They had one sack, and Jay was out by the sticks running. And although, you know, we did have some success in the pass game from a protection standpoint. We need to be able to run the ball more, and that'll open up the pass even more. And again, that falls on us.
Couple more.
You're on the other side of things, but what has McKean done to kind of change the culture of the defense coming from a place that we've been for a while playing the scheme?
You know what you're going to get with him. You're going to get a guy who's going to try to terrorize the offense. In practice, in games, he's a guy you have to account for at all times, but sometimes two, maybe three guys, because he's such a dominant force. And you see what happens when he's by himself over there, when he's given an opportunity to have a one-on-one situation and play real football for once. He gets some wins.
This is your third time for the bye week. Different structures, obviously, this year, but what do you sense personally is the key to making a bye week productive so you're ready to come back?
We need to get better at football. There's nobody that we're preparing for necessarily, but we can self-scout and we can figure out where we're struggling in terms of you know, technique and assignment, and we can really pound on those things. You know, we took an opportunity today, an individual as an offensive line, to do some things that maybe we need some shoring up on, and I think having those reps is extremely valuable.
Now that you've got a chance to get to know Adam Gase and Magazine a little bit more, are you kind of looking forward to see the self-scouting they do and what they have planned for you when you get back?
Yeah, no doubt. I'm sure we'll have our work cut out for us, as always. Those are two guys that expect to win, and they expect to have success, especially in the running game. You know, running game is all assignment-based and technique. Pass protection is, you know, you either can or you can't block somebody. There's no excuse for not getting a linebacker blocked on an inside zone. That's peewee football stuff.
Everyone likes time off, of course. I think in the last 2 years, you guys had the whole week off during the bye. Do you like this approach better? You guys are going to have a couple of practices before you take a few days off?
I don't really have anything going on, so it's good to see my friends. You know, shoot, it's not like I'm going to, you know, go on a Vegas trip with some of my buddies. That just isn't appealing to me. I'd like to hang out maybe get to walk my dog a couple times this week, go see the Cubbies play, you know, now that they get a home stand and an opportunity to bounce back, and then, you know, obviously prep for the Vikings.
You've seen Adam Gase with putting out defensive tackles as fullback. Are you going to talk to him about tackle eligible?
I got to do my job before I can worry about doing somebody else's job. Trust me, I've thought about it. Do I think anybody can guard me? Absolutely no. But at this point, it's not a sure thing that my guy gets blocked every play, and until that's the case, then there isn't anything else I should be worried about.